is it Jason and Margaret, or am I talking to just one of you?
You'll actually be talking to Margaret.
Oh, okay. You can go ahead and put her on.
All right.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi, Margaret. My name's Lindsay. I'm going to be your counselor today. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Now, I see that we you filled out everything online, and I read a little bit over what's going on with you guys, but go ahead and tell me what prompted you to give us a call.
Well, I had actually probably 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, gone through the process myself before I met Jason.
Oh, okay.
And I was able to get completely out.
Okay.
And then I met him and met his dad.
Yeah.
And so, over the past year, you know, we went through getting out of the military and, you know, being unemployed for a couple months.
Okay.
And incurred some legal in a custody battle with his son.
Yeah, and I saw that in your notes.
So now we're trying to be progressive and, you know, pay some things off.
Okay.
And be proactive. However, at one of his interest rates is like 19.9%, like something ridiculous.
Wow.
That even with making payments, which we've regularly made for the past couple years, you know, there's been very little.
Yeah, very little going to the principal. It's all going to interest.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So,
I understand that.
Trying to do something, even if we got the rates down to even 10%.
Yeah.
We called both the companies, and neither one of them said that they would do anything, because we tried that first, to call them individually.
Mm-hmm.
And contact them, but that wasn't helpful. And we were hoping that we'd do something similar to what I did before, which was consolidate it. You don't use it, and it's the money's drafted, or you pay a monthly fee that goes directly. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what we can do. So then you guys got married. Someone was in the service.
He was
right?
In the service. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then after getting out of the service, you had some unemployment, some legal fees, the custody, right?
Yeah.
And then got some high interest rates, so it's making it hard to pay everything off. Okay.
Right.
Well, that all makes perfect sense then. All right. So let's get into your goals here. Let's just assume the debt's paid off. In about 1 to 3 years, what are you looking to do? What kind of financial goals do you guys have?
Well, I'm enrolled in a school program that I'm graduating from in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd like to be able to, in that time, be able to relocate to wherever I can get a better job. I'll have my doctorate in education.
Oh, wow.
And so be able to move, whereas right now we wouldn't be able to make that decision because of the cost of relocation and, you know, all that goes with that. So trying to make it a place where in a couple of years we'd be able to move if we had to for a better position, wherever that takes us.
Right, great. Well, that sounds like a great goal. That's really awesome. You're going to have your doctorate. That's a big achievement. Great.
Thank you.
A lot of school.
It is.
Okay, so long term, 3 to 5 years or even out to 10 years, what are you guys looking to do, you know, after you've relocated and gotten that better paying job and everything? What are you looking to do then?
Well, also, our son is 7 and starting to make some long-term college plans in terms of how to finance his education. And
right.
11 years, he'll be graduating from high school. Oh, yeah.
Should we have to pay for college? Again.
Right.
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 Okay, great. And then it looks like you guys have a mortgage on the home that you live in?
We do.
Great. And is that mortgage current right now?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Everything is current.
Oh, great. Everything's current.
I mean, we're making payments on everything. They're just not doing anything.
Okay. And have you guys... have you started building a savings account for, like, personal savings, anything like that?
We started to build savings, and we have also some retirement accounts as well. We do put some money away for that, but we're starting to do better about actually having a savings account.
Okay.
As opposed to just paying things, even though it's not much right now.
Well, hey, you know, a little bit goes a long way. As long as you're putting some in there, I would always suggest, you know, even if you only put, you know, $20 in a month, it's $20 more you had in there than last month. So
right.
At least you're getting in the habit of that. But that's really good that you guys have already started that. All right. So what I'm going to do first, Margaret, is I'm going to go ahead and read you our verbal agreement for services.
Okay.
Now, this is a bit lengthy.
Okay.
While I'm reading it, if you have any questions, feel free to let me know and we can answer anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. It says, before providing counseling, we disclose and you acknowledge and agree to the following. Money Management International, Inc., or MMI, is a nonprofit agency MMI Certified Consumer Credit Counselor or Qualified Professional Counselor will counsel and advise you on money management and budgeting pertaining to your financial situation and provide you with a confidential written assessment outlining a suggested action plan. Counselors are not attorneys and cannot give legal advice. If you want legal or tax advice, including that concerning bankruptcy, you will need to seek appropriate assistance from other parties. Client privacy is important to us, and the counseling services we provide are confidential. However, as part of the counseling process, it may be necessary for us to contact specific creditors with your permission to secure information that will assist us in providing you with accurate guidance, authorized agencies with legitimate authority to monitor the agency's practices, may review your file for quality assurance, compliance, or research purposes. If such a review should occur, findings will be kept confidential. MMI's privacy notice is available on our website at www.moneymanagement.org. In addition, your call may be monitored or recorded in an effort to provide you with the highest level of quality service. To provide counseling to all consumers, we accept contributions from the community, including creditors. We will charge you a fee for services if you decide to participate in a debt management plan or a DMP. Money Management International does have a policy to waive fees under certain circumstances. Waiving the fee for services will be assessed based on regulations from the state in which you reside and on your family's monthly gross income in relation to federal poverty level guidelines. For the purposes of this assessment, your family is defined as you, your spouse, and any other dependents. Our debt management plan serves a dual role as helping you repay your unsecured debt and helping creditors receive the money owed to them. If a debt management plan is suggested, you will receive details of its operations, requirements, responsibilities, and the impact it may have on your credit report. To better assess your financial situation and thereby increase our ability to assist in the liquidation of your debt, MMI will obtain at no cost to you an internal credit report that does not appear as a consumer inquiry on your credit record. All information contained in your credit report will be considered confidential and used for legitimate business purposes under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And by providing us with your mother's maiden name, you will authorize us to provide counseling for you. All right. Margaret, do you have any questions about what I just read to you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, so let me just give you a brief description of what we're going to do. We've already discovered, you know, what's causing the financial concerns. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and go over the incomes for both of you.
Okay.
Go over those creditors with their interest rates and all that information.
Okay.
We're going to build a budget to see what you have coming in each month versus what you have going out.
Okay.
We'll also build a balance sheet to figure your net worth. And then we'll go over all the options that we have available. And you guys can choose the best option for your situation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. So let me just verify the information I have on file. All right, and you two are married, of course, we just discussed
yes.
that. And there's just you two and then the one son in the home, or do you guys have any
yes.
other dependents?
Okay. No, that's it.
Okay, and have you guys ever filed bankruptcy in the past, either one of you?
No.
Okay, and you said that you had been with a previous counseling agency before you got married, right?
Yours.
Okay,
yes, it was
this
yours.
One. Okay, mm-hmm. And what year was that?
I want to say it started in 2005.
Okay.
It might have been December 2005, that's January.
Okay.
No, it was longer. It was much longer ago than that.
Okay.
Because I bought a house in January 06.
Oh, okay.
So.
Probably in 2000, maybe?
No, probably 2004.
Four? Okay. But you got it all paid off, and it looks like everything worked out well for you, though.
Yes.
Great. All right. Okie dokie. Now, let's see. We'll move on to the employment information. All right. Well, let's go over these creditors that you've entered in here. I just had the two. Is this all you guys have
right.
together?
Yes.
Okay. I am showing the Suzuki. Is it just Suzuki credit, or is it?
Yeah.
Does it have, like, a parent company? Okay.
It doesn't list a parent company.
Okay, great. I'm showing a balance of $3,349.75.
And it's actually $3,209.66 now.
$3,209.66. Okay, and I have an interest rate of 17.9 and a payment monthly of 85.
And it's actually an interest rate of 19.9.
Oh,
17.9.
Okay.
And I filed. It's gone up with no, you know how that is.
Okay. Yep.
No reason.
You know how that is. And you said everything's current, so nothing's
current. Everything's current.
Okay. And then I'm showing a Visa. What bank is the Visa with?
Marine Federal Credit Union.
Oh, he was in the Marines.
Yes.
My brother was in the Marines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm showing a balance on that of $7,033.73.
And it's actually now $6,834.94.
$6,834.94. Is the interest rate still at 18?
Yes.
Okay. And a minimum monthly payment each month of $102.47?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long has it been since you guys have seen your credit report?
I don't know.
Okay, that's quite all right. We do recommend that you look at your credit report at least once every 12 months just to ensure that there's no funny stuff going on, no identity theft, which is just rampant right now. Also, to make sure that the creditors are reporting correctly. They do make mistakes, and, you know, if they do, you can catch it and you can make sure that they're fixing it.
Right.
We do recommend that our clients go to a website called annualcreditreport.com once per year. In order to get those for free, that is totally free. That's a website that you won't have to sign up for any services or anything like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and pull both of your credit reports. You, I would, and then from Jason, I would just need to talk to him for just a second, please.
Okay. I'll
look
at it.
Thanks.
Jason, you've got to have your permission to access the credit report.
Hi.
Okay, hi. Thank you. Let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get those ordered. While I do that, I'm going to place you on hold for just a moment. Also, while I have you on hold, I'm going to go ahead and just add a couple months' worth of finance charges to these balances you've entered. You know they're adding finance charges every day, so I want to get the most accurate description of this debt, okay? And I'll be right back, and we'll just continue on.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for holding. All right, we definitely got everything accounted for there. Let's go ahead now and start building a budget for you. Excuse me. I see you entered most of the information online. We're just going to double-check everything, okay?
Okay.
How much is the mortgage?
It's $1,155.
Okay.
We had a slight increase in property taxes.
Oh, okay. That'll do it. Does that include, so it includes taxes, does that include insurance as well?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have an escrow account for our insurance.
Awesome.
Mortgage.
Okay. All right. Do you have any second mortgage or home equity lines of credit?
The equity line was the $18,000.
Okay.
$900 that you write off? Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
That.
What's the, with Chase?
Yes.
Okay. What's the payment on that?
It's around $100 a month.
Okay. So give or take a little?
Yeah. We usually pay about $150 or $175.
Okay. I'm going to put $150 in here just so we can make that budget since you guys are paying a little bit more. And no extra homeowners because that's escort and insurance in the home payments.
Right.
Do you mean homeowners association fees?
No.
Okay. Car payments?
Yes.
How much is that?
$345.
Okay.
Yes.
And any other fixed expenses? I saw your student loans on there. Are you making payments for that right now, or are you still they're in deferment? Okay.
Yes.
What, do you have any payments to the IRS, the government, anything like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Excuse me. Now we'll move on to your variable expenses. It looks like I'm showing here each month you spend about $300 on groceries and household supplies.
Yes.
Okay. And food away from home. So this would be going out to eat, grabbing lunches from work, you know, coffee in the morning, whatever it is you may do. About $50 a month.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And your electric bill. How much is that each month?
It fluctuates around $150. Sometimes it's up to $200. Sometimes as low as $100, depending on throughout the year. But I'd say on average.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys pay gas or oil for heating?
No.
No. Okay. What about water or trash collection?
About $30 a month.
Okay. Telephone and cell phone?
About $100 a month for that.
Okay. Gasoline for the car and/or any other public transportation.
We have. It's usually about $300 a month for Exxon.
Okay. And then you guys use that card then?
Yeah, we use that and then pay it off every month, and that's why we're behind.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first time we have not had a day off.
Oh, okay. So does it allow for you to just keep that balance on there, though, or do you get penalized for that?
We don't get penalized for it because we have a $1,000 line.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
But we usually pay it off. So this is the first time we're actually paying interest on it.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good, though. You normally pay it off. Do you guys have any parking fees or tolls that you pay?
No.
Okay. Car insurance, how much is that each month?
It's $196.
Okay. Now, clothing or shoes. I understand you might not do this on a monthly basis, but let's just say over the course of the whole year, for you and Jason and the son, how much do you guys think you spend in clothing, shoes, replacing things, buying things like that?
I mean, I would venture to say, like, we'll buy Hunter school clothes, but then on the other, it's a couple hundred dollars for me. And I would say maybe around $1,000.
Okay.
As an annual expense.
Okay. Now, that equals about $84 a month. So
okay.
A good thing to do with that is, you know, to put it away every now and then. Each month, if you're doing savings, have like a yearly savings. Because we're going to get into some yearly expenses, too, and it just helps, you know, for... you know, home repairs and things like that. It has
right.
to have that little bit of a cushion there.
Right.
Now, what about hair nails, personal care, beauty supplies, haircuts, things like that for the whole family? You can do that
very
yearly on that.
If we all did it once a month, it would be $30. So, is that $360?
Okay.
Is that right?
All right.
Yeah. If we even do it that, I would say $300 if we even do it that often.
All right. Now, what about laundry or dry cleaning expenses?
He launders his uniforms, which are $6 a week, so $30 or $25 a month.
Okay. And you do the rest of the laundry at home?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you guys pay for any prescription medications each month?
No.
Okay. Any glasses, contacts, eyewear that you have to pay for each year?
No.
Okay. Do you pay any child care, child support, or alimony?
Yeah.
Okay. Medical or life insurance, aside from probably what comes out of the paycheck, do they see anything supplements?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you make any donations to church or charity on a monthly basis?
No.
Okay. You're not paying any school tuition, right? Or are you?
I am paying tuition.
Okay. How much do you pay? You can do it however you do that. I mean, I don't know if it's quarterly or semester or whatever. How much do you pay?
I go through a tuition pay, like Sally Mae, for it's $300 a month.
Okay.
But it's paid all year long instead of having to come up with all at one time.
Okay, so just every month then you pay $300 out to Sally Mae?
Yes.
Okay, great. Any pet care, so caring for any animals, pets, anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about cable TV or video rental?
$100 a month for our cable and internet service.
Okay, so that's cable and internet is included. Any entertainment, lessons, hobbies, anything you guys do for fun on a monthly basis?
I would say $100. It might be a weekend or two that we go out.
Okay.
Go bowling or something, but not
yeah, you definitely got to pay yourself, too, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, other family expenses. This is kind of a catch-all. This would be like, you know, alcohol, tobacco, storage units, magazine subscriptions, anything like that you guys pay?
Not anything that's not already covered, I don't think.
Okay, so it's all covered. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so these next expenses are the yearly expenses. So like I said, your best estimate on the year is just fine. First would be holiday expenses. So that's, you know, Christmases, birthdays, gift giving. Throughout the course of a whole year, how much do you think you spend on that?
I would say $500 to $700.
Okay, let's just err on the high side for now, and then if we need to adjust it, we will. I'm going to do $700. That's about $59 a month. Now, what about home maintenance and repairs? Now, I know, you know, huge things don't come up every year, but you've got to replace things, you know, air filters, light bulbs, just things like that. How much do you think you spend on that each year?
Maybe, let's say $600. He can fix about anything, so we don't have to call out very much.
Good. All right. So that's about $50 a month. Now, car maintenance and repair. So that's like oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, things like that. Throughout the course of the year, how much do you think you spend on that?
Again, not very much. His brother's a mechanic.
Okay.
So I mean, I guess $300 or $400 if you look, I mean, for parts and stuff, but not for labor.
Okay.
You haven't had to pay anything for labor.
What about vehicle licenses and inspections? So, getting tags on the vehicle and to, you know, do the inspections and stuff, how much does that cost you every year?
North Carolina does. I guess it's probably about $40 a year for registration and inspection.
Oh, wait, 40 total?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's just an annual annual fee for registration.
$300 for mine.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, and my husband lives around that too, so that's a big chunk.
Wow.
All right. Now, what about doctor, dentist, orthodontist visits? Over the course of the whole year, how much do you guys think you pay in copays or, you know, whatever you have to pay out of pocket for those?
Jason has VA, so he doesn't have to do copay because he has VA benefits. Mm-hmm. Whatever the annual dentist copay is, I think it's $50 each visit, so that's $100 to $200 for me, $300 for the three of us.
Okay. So, all right.
Not really go to the doctor.
Yeah. Only when you have to, right?
Right.
And then, I know you mentioned that you guys have the savings. Are you putting a specific amount in there each month, or?
Right now, I'm having $25 from my checking. I mean, from my check, just straight in.
Okay. All right. Any other expenses I may have? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and then we also have he has 10%. Put in a TSP, which is a retirement account.
Okay. We'll actually get that. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Anything else that I missed or any other expenses? I know you guys mentioned some legal expenses.
Yes.
Do you have, how much are you paying on that each month?
$100 a month right now.
Now, let's just look over these numbers here. Now, this is not including any payments to the creditors. It's just living expenses. So I'm showing you guys have a total household income of about $5,300. Living expenses are coming out to about $3,698. So that's leaving about $1,602 left over each month for paying on these debts, okay? And that's all the debts over here, including, you know, the it's not including the Chase Manhattan, which you're going to say $18,000, which you guys are paying on that. We already figured that in. But that will also include your ExxonMobil.
Okay.
And your everything like that. So it looks like your budget is looking really good. You guys are doing a really good job not overspending in any places. I would suggest definitely, if you're not already doing it, tracking your expenses each month.
Okay.
You know, just really for like 3 to 4 weeks, take a pad of paper and a pen with you, write down everything you spend, and that way if you ever do come up short at the end of the month, you can see where it would be more plausible to cut rather than, you know, trying to cut back on the most important things like food and utilities like the mortgage. So.
Well, and even since January, I've never kept a checkbook. I've always just kind of gone off this on the internet, but even since January, we've been doing that so we can better see.
Oh, good. You guys have already started that.
Yes, so we know. That's how I have a better idea of how much we actually spend on groceries and stuff now. And we do, like, weekly planning for meals, you know, so we...
Oh, wow. You guys are really on top of your budget.
Buy more efficiently.
That's great. Another thing I just want to mention is that we do suggest that we have all of our clients keep 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses and savings. I know you guys are working on that, so just anything extra you can plug away, and I know you also want to do his college fund. Maybe you can open a couple separate savings accounts and just, you know, put a set amount in there. But, of course, that's up to you. It's just a suggestion.
Right.
So let's go ahead and look at your balance sheet. So very first question on this is cash on hand. How much cash do you have in your pocket or wallet right now?
Probably about $3.
Okay, you sound like me. In your checking account, how much money is in there right now?
Right now, my checking account is probably $2,600 because I haven't paid the mortgage yet.
Okay.
I do a little bit.
Okay. What about your savings? What's in there right now?
Probably about $107.
Okay. All right. Do you guys own any certificates of deposit, stocks, bonds, or mutual funds?
No.
Okay. Do you have any life insurance or annuities that have cash value?
No.
Okay. any other investments. This would be like your 401k. Your 401k, how much do you guys have in there?
We have a 401k that has, it's probably down to about $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay.
We have a TSP. Jason, how much is in your TSP? His is about $6,000 in the TSP. And we have about $2,000 in an IRA.
Okay. That's about $12,000. All right. And on the home, let's see. I'm showing that you... Oops, it's not showing me how much you owe. How much do you owe on the home?
$548.
Is that on just the first mortgage?
Yes, and then okay. The equity is $18. So what is that? $156?
Yeah, I'm going to put them together. How much do you think the home is worth?
We refinanced last January. It was $205.
Okay, great. And then the car that you guys are paying on, you have a balance of about $18,300.
Right.
What do you think that car is worth?
We just got it about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
I wrecked my car.
Uh-oh.
So it's probably close to the same.
Okay.
I would say 16. Yeah, you know, you lose some automatically.
Yeah, of course. How can you drive it off the lot?
Right.
Do you guys have any personal property, things of value, family heirlooms, anything like that?
My ring. About it.
How much do you think it's worth? I just want
to
check for your assets.
It's appraised for $5,000.
Okay. All righty. And then I just have a last couple of questions. Now, these last questions are just for statistical purposes only, so you do not have to answer if you don't want to. First one is highest education level completed for both of you.
Mine is postgraduate.
Okay.
Because I've got hours past my graduate. And then his would be high school.
Okay. And then your race or ethnic background?
Both white.
Okay. And the number of tax exemptions that you file on your taxes?
Is that the dependent?
What
is exemptions? We don't have any exemptions.
Same thing, like dependents. Like how
three.
Many three.
Me
okay.
And for the three of us.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to place you on one last hold while I go ahead and do some final figures and get everything typed in here. When I get back, we're going to go ahead and go over your options, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Okay, Margaret?
Yes.
Thanks for holding. Let's go ahead and go over options. First, before I do that, though, I just want to touch on your budget. I figured everything in here.
Okay.
Your budget still looks really good.
Okay.
Even after the payments are all figured in with you paying off that the Exxon each month, I just put it at 345 just in case it gets a little bit high. And with your payments to Home Depot that I've included and everything, you're still coming up with $900 extra each month. So, you know, I would definitely suggest putting that into a savings account.
Okay.
So I don't know how you want to split it up for, you know, the emergency and then also for the college fund, but that's definitely something you guys can do.
Okay.
Putting that in there, that would be just a great opportunity. I know you guys, that's what you want to do. So let's go ahead and go over your options. There's four basic options that we cover with all our clients. So what I'll do is I'll go over each option, give you the advantages and disadvantages of each option. I'll give you my recommendation, and then you can tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
So the first option is to continue to handle the debt on your own. Now, the good thing about handling the debt on your own is that any lines of credit that you do have open will stay open. You'll be able to self-manage it. You know, it's kind of up to you on how you do that. The bad thing about it is it does, you know, the interest rates are a little bit higher. It doesn't always pay off in a good amount of time. It's usually like 30 years to pay off a credit card, which is no good, and things like that. So I wouldn't suggest handling it on your own at this point just because you mentioned the interest rates. It's just not going anywhere to on the principal. It's just all going to interest at this point.
Right.
The second option is to sell or borrow against assets. Now, looking at your balance sheet, you actually are coming up in a positive net worth of $43,000. And that's with everything factored in, credit cards, car, house, everything. So that's really good. And they have the house and the car, and, you know. But I hardly ever suggest borrowing against those types of things for unsecured debt. I wouldn't want you to take that secured debt and turn it into unsecured debt and put a house on the line. It's just not good to do that. So that wouldn't be a good recommendation for you either.
Okay.
The third option would be to seek legal advice regarding a bankruptcy. The good thing about bankruptcy is you can liquidate all or a portion of the debt and just start over fresh. Of course, the bad thing is it does stay on your credit report for up to 10 years. It can affect job opportunities, especially with Jason being, you know, in the service. That might really hurt him. So I definitely wouldn't suggest that. You guys have more than enough coming in to get these handled.
Okay.
And then the last option, which I would suggest, would be our debt management plan. Now, the good thing about the debt management plan is we would be able to get you paid off within 5 years. It looks like we're showing exactly an estimated payoff date of 49 months, so April of 2013, okay? The bad thing about it is that any lines of credit that you do have to, you know, any that you put on the plan, you will have to close,
okay?
But that's not always necessarily a bad thing. You can close
right.
it and get it taken care of. Now, with the debt management plan, it looks like your payments would be $353.10 per month, okay? That does include your monthly fee of $32.10. And then the first payment is actually a little bit more because of the setup fee. It is actually $417.10, okay? Now, I've included in this the Suzuki, the Marine Federal Credit Union, and the Home Depot. And then I've left the ExxonMobil out because you guys pay that off each month. Okay?
Okay.
So for all three of those, it would be the $353.10 per month, and like I said, you'd be paid off within 49 months. So,
okay.
I mean, looking at your budget and everything, this looks like it really is the best option for you guys.
Okay.
What do you think about the option?
My only concern with it is the Home Depot, which he occasionally likes to use for house stuff.
Okay.
I would still like to have it on there.
Okay.
He would disagree with me.
Yep.
But I would like to do the Suzuki and Marine Federal for sure.
Okay.
We're in agreement on that.
Take it off, honey. You know, if at any time it does get to the point where, because we can get you a 9.9% on that Home Depot.
Right.
So if you guys ever get to the point where you're like, you know, I'm not gonna use this anymore. The interest
right.
rate's too high. Whatever. Just let us know. We can always put it on. But for right now,
right.
I'm gonna go ahead and take it off and let me just
okay.
refigure in real quick. Okay, and I'm just going to figure that payment, which was about $40, I'm going to figure that into your budget, which, I mean, it's not going to change anything. You're still going
right.
to be more than fine. So let me just figure that back in.
Okay.
Okay, so that is going to change things just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Lots of little steps here. So then, to get you guys with just the Suzuki and the Marine Federal Credit Union, we're
okay.
looking at $299.20 per month.
Okay.
With the first payment being $363.20.
Okay.
And the monthly fee that's included in that is the $27.20. So that's come down a little bit, too. And then
okay.
let me just give you the estimated payoff date on that, because I'm sure that's changed as well. 48 months. So we're looking at approximately March of 2013.
Okay.
So do you like that?
I like that.
Okay. So it's going to work out for you. All right, so what we'll do, we can go ahead and get you started. Now, when you want to start is completely up to you.
Okay.
You can choose any date between the 1st and the 28th of each month
okay.
to make the payment to us. Do you have
okay.
a specific date that you're thinking about?
I guess it's always better for us at the beginning of the month because I get a big lump of money at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
That's always easier, so we can always, like, draft and move things around. You can still pay online, I'm assuming. Like, we used to always do a payment by
Yeah, actually, what we do is we do an automatic draft through your checking account.
Okay.
So ACH. So, like, whatever date you choose will just automatically drop it. So you don't even have to worry about it. It just happens automatically.
Okay. Then I would say the 5th.
Okay, 5th. Now, I'm going to put you in here for May 5th. Or, I mean, if you want to shoot for April 5th, we can do that. It's up to you.
I mean, we could do it for April 5th.
Okay.
I mean, as long as, because I mean, we don't have any, I want to, both of these are due, like, the 27th and the 28th of the month.
So
I believe they're both later.
March.
Oh, they've already paid for March.
Okay.
Yeah, they're current. They're up. One of them. Let me look. I've got the bills right in front of me.
Okay.
One of them is due on the 27th of the month.
Okay.
And the other one, I'll see the bill part. I want to say it's 28. They're both very late in the month.
Oh, good. So then we'll be perfect to go. Now, the 5th is close, but we can get this done.
Okay.
So what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to go ahead. I have your guys' email address on file.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and email everything over to you.
Okay.
Get a couple separate emails from me. The first one is actually going to come from the company. It'll come from a place called eSupport, so you might need to look at, like, your junk mail.
Okay.
That will be basically just like a link that will take you into your part of the debt management plan. So everything that you and I went over, you're going to be able to see it in there.
Okay.
you can go ahead and sign that online. Both of you will need to do it, yourself and Jason. It's really easy. It says, you know, sign here, so sign online.
Right.
And then what I'm going to need from you are your most recent creditor statements for the two. Sounds like you have them right there.
Okay.
So you can either fax me a copy right away, or you have a scanner. You can scan them and email them to me.
I do not have a scanner, but I do have access to a fax.
Okay, wonderful. Or even if you want to do like a print screen for the online one, you can do that too and just send it to me. So anyway, I'm going to need that. And then also what I'm going to send you in a separate email is going to be the directions for the deposit direct. So you'll need to actually print that out, fill it out, and attach a voided check. And fax or email that back to me as well.
Okay.
Okay. So those will be the first two emails. And then the third email is just going to be from me so that you'll have my email address, all of my contact information, so you can get at me anytime with questions or concerns or anything like that.
Okay.
Let me give you my phone number, though, before I let you go, just in case anything pops up before I send that email out.
Okay.
The number here is 800.
Okay.
308.
Okay.
2227.
Okay.
My extension is 4528.
Okay.
And like I said, my name's Lindsay, so if I don't answer, I'm on the phone a lot, go ahead and leave me a message. I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
And like I said, we're going to start on the 5th, so that's this Sunday, so, you know, we need to get these things pretty quick.
So
you're so together. I don't think I'm worried about that. So
I'm just faxing in the most recent Suzuki bill and the Visa bill.
And then
the voided check information.
Exactly. Okay. And then you're going to go ahead and sign that online. So, like I said, I mean, we're going to get you started this month, and you're going to be paid off like 48 months from now. So that's going to, and you know what? I forgot to tell you, actually, on the Suzuki, we're going to be able to get you down to a 9% interest rate. And then on the Marine Federal Credit Union, we don't have like a standing deal with them. So what I did is I put in 10%. It really shouldn't go higher than that, but we'll know when we send out the proposals to them, okay?
Okay.
So do you have any questions before I let you go?
Now, this is an automatic draft.
Uh-huh.
When we did, like, if there's, because I get bonuses for random things throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way, would I make extra payments to just directly to the creditor?
No, don't do that. Basically what you do, you can call us and just say, hey, you know, when you draft the next payment, please take out X amount of dollars.
Okay.
Then you can tell us where you want it applied to those two creditors, either to Suzuki or Marine, or we can split it up and apply it to them both equally.
Right.
So there, you always have the option to make extra payments. We highly encourage that. So.
Okay.
All right. Great. So it sounds like we have everything good here. I'm going to go ahead and get those emails to you right away so we can jump on this and get it going. Do you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, it sounds great, Marva. I'm excited for you guys. So we'll be in touch very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.